Thank you for listening to Brown Girl Table Talk. This is your host, Erica L., your board-certified holistic health practitioner. Welcome, welcome, welcome. We take life wounds and turn them into empowering moves. Hi everyone, this is Erica from Brown Girl Table Talk, and today I have a good friend with me. Her name is Holly, and Holly is a wonderful woman, and we're celebrating Women's Month, the month of March, and so I'm super excited to have her on because she has an amazing, amazing story. Not only is she a woman that's empowering other people, including myself, but she's also an MS survivor. And this month is also multiple sclerosis month. So she's going to shed some light on being an empowering woman with multiple sclerosis, with MS. So without further ado, I would like to welcome Holly to the show.
Thank you for having me, Erica. I am so happy to be here.
Same. I'm glad that your face is in the place. So could you tell me a little bit about yourself in general? You know, you don't have to like give us your whole autobiography situation, but just kind of like just telling us a little bit about your journey as it relates to being a strong, resilient woman that you are and being having the ability to overcome MS, you know, just in general.
Sure. So I am the third generation of multiple sclerosis in my family. My great-grandmother, I believe my grandmother also had it, but was never diagnosed.
Okay.
She had many strokes starting at about 50, 60. And then that's ultimately what killed her was a stroke in her early 80s. And then my mother was diagnosed when I was 3 years old with multiple sclerosis. She had Bell's palsy first, so half of her face was paralyzed. And that is actually how I finally got tested for multiple sclerosis, was half of my face went completely numb.
Like, how old were you when that happened?
I was 38.
Wow.
So I had symptoms prior to that, but they would never test me because in Western medicine there's this 2%, this invisible 2% that they say where it runs in families, and I'm thinking, not here.
Oh.
You got it wrong here, because if you do the math, this is not a 2%. So from a young age, I grew up in a home where my father wasn't around a lot, but when he was very abusive. So there was emotional, physical, and sexual trauma to me by him. And I witnessed my mother, really, she had trauma there, but I think she didn't really realize it.
Mm-hmm.
And that, I believe, is a part of my story, because our tissues hold these, you know, we have muscle memory, we know that.
Right.
And the tissues, the myelin, actually, the myelin sheath is what gets damaged in multiple sclerosis.
Right.
The myelin holds those emotional traumas.
Mm-hmm.
Also, the knots you feel in your body, those can be from emotional traumas.
Mm-hmm.
Your vagus nerve actually communicates. It connects to your brain and it goes down to your intestines.
Okay.
And so it's a crucial part of your health, of everybody's health.
Right. Which my question is then, and I'm glad you brought that up. Do you believe that we have, like, for example, a good example, me working with cancer patients, and doctors, Western medicine says that We all have a certain amount of cancer cells in our bodies. And for example, as you're explaining the genetic makeup of your body and having three generations of MS, how that can possibly lie dormant in the body, and it's not until we have a traumatic experience triggers the dis-ease or the autoimmune.
Yes.
Is that typically, that's kind of like why you're sharing the background story?
Yes.
Okay.
So everybody has cancer cells. Everybody.
Yes.
And a tumor is actually your B cells dying. So it's an accumulation. These B cells come to the rescue. They're your band-aid in your body. Mm-hmm. And they're killed instantly. And so they accumulate. And that's what a mass is. That's what a tumor is.
Right.
And I 100% believe you're either feeding your health or you're feeding your sickness. So there's, I guess there is a gray area there where you could be in between, but you're still always feeding one or the other.
Right.
So for me, that trauma in the beginning of my life, I think led up to, part of my disease.
Now, was this your biological dad?
He was my biological father, yes.
Okay.
So that trust was broken. Having that authority type figure, and that's actually what sort of helped me. Mm-hmm. Not that I'm against authority, like I respect authority, but I always question them as well. So when a white coat came to me and told me that there was, the neurologist told me that it was an incurable disease. There's nothing I could do about it. If I didn't take the drugs he was going to give me, I was going to end up in a wheelchair. Mm. He's very aggressive, actually. And that part of me that knew that there weren't always, not every authoritative figure was on my side. They weren't all good. That definitely sparked that in me. And I started to do research. I didn't believe that. My mom was diagnosed in the early 80s and there wasn't a lot of treatments available,
right.
Any.
Right, very little research.
Yep. So she unknowingly took a holistic approach. She actually went in Hemet, California, she went to MetalArk with Dr. Loomis at the time and ran into Dolly Parton. I guess Dolly Parton saw her too.
Oh, wow.
Or him.
And believe it or not, it's funny because Dolly Parton has recently come out and talked. Now she's talking more about how she takes a holistic approach to health.
Yep.
And how she's been behind the scenes helping people for so long.
Yep.
And now she's just now coming in the limelight and saying, yeah, I did this. Mm-hmm. It was me. And she's amazing. Like
she really, I
wish I could go work for her because she gives out scholarships and stuff.
Yeah, she also gives, when we were in Tennessee, she gives out books to the kids.
Yeah,
for free. Great person. But I love that part of my mom's story. It's
right.
Here she ended up scrounging the money to go to this holistic center, and there's Dolly Parton.
Oh, wow.
Probably has no idea who my mom is, but
right.
We knew who she was.
Right.
But that actually helped me decide when I took a week when I got diagnosed and just panicked. I was fearful. I was sad. I cried a lot and confused. And when it came down to it, one of my very good friends gave me a book, The Plant Paradox. She said, why don't you try this? And none of the books or the research I've done, really I've done on my own, it's all been brought to me. So
right.
One reference discussed another reference, or, I've gotten nothing but referrals, and that's sort of how I've gotten better.
Yeah.
is following my intuition. Like, we are all built with this intuition. Your body wants you to heal.
Right.
You just have to listen to it. Right. You have to listen. You can't. You. What I've learned the most is you have to live your life in love, not fear, not this absolute chaos, because that's what fear brings you. It brings you chaos. It brings you disease when you live in that fear. When I was terrified of heights, I went through on a zip line at my house, and I'm loving it because I'm alive. I'm alive. What was I afraid of?
Who has a zip line? I want to get on that zip line. I'm coming to your house. Wow.
I got the trees. Might as well not make fun of, you know, right. Have some fun.
Yeah.
So, yeah, but it's just when you do things out of love, when you really sit there and you don't always have to meditate, but you just, mm-hmm. you just go, is this to my highest power? Is this to the whole's best interest?
Mm-hmm.
When you actually take the time and live your life that way, beautiful things happen.
Absolutely.
Beautiful things.
Fear and faith cannot occupy the same space.
No, they can't. And that was, I got, there's a little shout out to Harmony Farms and Raleigh.
Okay.
Harmony. At the health food store.
Yeah.
I got my aura read there, which I was completely not open to that type of thinking before.
Wow. I didn't even know they had that there.
They allow people to come in. So people can come in, you can do book signings,
right.
You can promote your business.
Okay.
As long as it's health related, they're pretty open to it.
I need to go check them out then.
Yeah.
We can find out more about Magnolia.
And it's the only place I can eat out. I can eat organic smoothies.
Okay.
The only place I can eat out. I know what's in it. I know it's not going to hurt me.
So where is Harmony Farms?
I don't know that.
For our local.
You know what? Let me see. I can Google it right now. But I got my aura read,
mm-hmm.
and it's looking for balance, basically.
Right.
And okay. And it said my spiritual is 10%. So my balance was, and then I was in my head. I was in my head, and my spiritual was low. And when you start on a healing journey and you see these things, and they might not mean anything to you at the moment, they might not have meant anything to you before you got sick, but they should mean something to you when they're brought to your attention. They should. You should pay attention, because
yes.
everything that comes your way when you're sick,
mm-hmm.
it's there. You have to be open to the blessings.
Right.
You have to be open. So I'm like, huh, I need to work on my spiritual. I have to. That is important.
Yeah.
So I did. So every day.
That gives you discernment to say
yep.
yay and nay.
Yep.
Yin and the yang.
I started a practice with my kids every day. We say we're open to the blessings.
Yes.
Because if you're not open to what's right in front of you, you're not going to see it.
Yeah. Be open to receive what God has for you.
Yeah.
How can you get what you want and you're not open to receive?
Yeah.
You want God to, this is a whole nother podcast. You want God to bless you, but you're not even open to receive because you have such a nasty attitude.
That's right.
Or you like, God, help me. But then you just curse somebody out because they cut you off.
Yep. Well, and that's it. You going and cleaning up your life. And honestly, that's how I got better, is I cleaned up my, not just my body, my life. Because there's a lot that needed work. There's a lot, even though I had done 15 years of therapy. I had done EMDR, which is for trauma-based therapy. I did 4 or 5 years of that. Excuse me. I did all this work, and it wasn't enough. It was not enough. And I didn't know it until I got sick. And then I knew it. Then you can't ignore it. When you're sick, you can't ignore those things you're hiding in the closet.
Mm-hmm.
You cannot ignore them because they're going to show their face. And you
better,
and you better pay attention to them, because that's why you're sick.
So dis-ease causes disease.
Yep.
And I share that with people a lot of times. We talk about the word disease. where did it come from? Where did it derive from? You know, different ology, you know, that's the study of, and like you said, being open, we have to be open-minded to believe in Jesus.
Yeah.
You have to be open-minded to believe in Buddhism.
Yeah, anything.
Yeah, to anything.
Okay.
Open to the universe to receive.
Yeah. Well, and that, the universe, oh my goodness. I started looking into that because I went and I took a seminar,
mm-hmm.
and it's my chiropractor, actually. He's also a functional doctor. And mm-hmm. so he was talking about how we're all light and we're energy. We need to get out in the sun. And so I started looking into energy and into light and into the universe. And we're the universe and the earth, like, we like to section things and compartmentalize all this stuff, but it's all one thing. And so those black holes hold the strongest magnetism out of anything. The middle of the earth, that's a magnet. Us as humans, we're energy. We are magnets. That's how we stick to the ground. So it is all relevant.
Mm-hmm.
It is all relevant. And once you start seeing that, and once you start, I'm Icelandic, I am French, I am like pasty. I am mm-hmm. so pasty. And I have been told every person on my mother's side has had skin cancer. Don't go out in the sun, put sunscreen on. That sunscreen is toxic unless you're making it yourself. It is mm-hmm. toxic. I would never put it on my body again.
Mm-hmm.
We need the sun. We all need the sun. When you go, if you look at the spectrum, there is a spectrum of rays that the sun follows throughout the day.
Mm-hmm.
You go out in that early sun, you are mm-hmm. getting your vitamin D.
Mm-hmm.
I stopped trying to supplement so much and tried to start, my body finally started making vitamin D again itself, because it wasn't, my vitamin D was very low.
So I'm glad you mentioned that about the different rays.
Yeah.
What's the time of day that you need to go outside to receive the sun that you need?
In the very early morning.
Okay.
And we were made for circadian rhythm.
Okay.
This modern life is not. So, and the phones and the screens and the TVs, that blue light is messing up our circadian rhythm.
Mm-hmm.
I just actually purchased this Oura ring that it tracks your sleep.
Mm-hmm.
And it's my first night last night using it. And so here I'm thinking I'm sleeping restfully.
Mm-hmm.
I only got 12 minutes of REM sleep. That is insomnia without insomnia. So I'm sleeping. I think I'm sleeping, but I only got 12 minutes. You're supposed to get 25% of your sleep. It's supposed to be REM sleep.
Mm-hmm.
So what is that from? That is from these screens. It's from eating too close to bedtime.
Mm-hmm.
And it's hard. That is the one part of my healing journey that has been the hardest is
the sleep.
Getting on that circadian rhythm and sticking to it. But that, getting that early morning sun, nobody's getting skin cancer from that.
Right. So with that being said, I'm going to have you on another time so you can talk about what circadian is, because a lot of listeners don't know what that is.
Yeah.
And talk more about the aura and the rays array.
Yeah.
Which brings me back to when I do your foot detox.
Yep.
Guess what's in the water? An array.
Oh.
That piece is called an array.
Oh, there you go.
So, but, you know.
Full circle there.
And so, I'm very compelled about your story just in general and the knowledge that you have gathered and been intentional about gathering that knowledge. And knowledge is empowering because knowledge is empowering. That makes you a very powerful woman.
Yeah.
You know, you're masculine and feminine, and you had the ability to beat the MS.
Yeah. My illusions went away. They went away. And so
So when did they start? When did you get your first MRI?
So I got my first MRI in 2020.
Mm-hmm.
It was let's see, I got bit by a tick. Lyme is associated with it. Okay. I had all the things, though. I had everything associated with MS that they could think of. I had. I had Lyme, EBV, mercury. I had 6 heavy metals. I had 4 molds. Ooh. I had parasites, including worms, which is disgusting.
Yes.
And
people don't think they have worms in their.
Oh, if you have a pet, you have worms. If you live near a farm, you have worms or parasites. The eggs, you don't see them, you're breathing them in. If you're not getting your pets regularly every 6 months with the parasite cleansing, and things you just don't think about, because I was always told, oh, if you go to this foreign country, look out for parasites. No, they're right in your backyard, they're right in your soil, and they're
your food.
They're there, but there is a natural part of they're part of your microbiome. So there is a supposed to be a small amount in there,
right.
But it's not supposed to be overgrown. Yeah, no, because that will wreak havoc. And where do they like to live? Your liver and your gallbladder.
Yeah.
So you got problems with your bowel. You got problems with your liver. You got parasites.
Right. Oh, just get rid of your gallbladder. You don't need it.
Oh, you do.
That's what they
tell
us.
That's ridiculous.
You mean you talk to so many people? They're like, yeah, I have a gallbladder.
No. Wait, keep your gallbladder as
long as you can. It's a filter.
It's the only thing in your body that is cleaning your blood, and it's cleaning your blood. So if you want dirty blood, get rid of that gallbladder. I mean, it is so important. I think it's ridiculous. And this is what they do. Your gallbladder gets a little irritated and they want to remove it.
Yeah,
you can calm it down. There are ways to reverse that because I've done it. I had fatty liver. I wasn't tested for it, but I know it. I pushed on my liver. It hurt. I was overweight. I was 329 pounds when I started. And that I wasn't that because I ate really bad, because when I started out, I didn't eat bad. I didn't get to that. I had, problems with my thyroid, even though my thyroid numbers always.
But which is an emotional blockage hormone.
Yeah. So what my test actually showed is that I had hyperthyroid.
Okay.
But my T4 was low, which is a pineal gland issue.
Right.
Typically, you got a tumor. You got something going on with your pineal gland. Did they tell me about that?
Absolutely not.
No, they didn't.
They never talk about your pineal gland. They never even talk about the 4 little glands that's sitting back there called your parathyroid.
Nope.
That's a whole nother.
But you can get better. You got to clean up your body. Every organ is important. They all work together. You need them all. Your spleen, that's another one. That makes your B cells. That is your internal Band-Aid. So you get rid of your spleen. Where's your internal Band-Aid? It's gone. You suppress it with these immune suppressant drugs that they're trying to give you, which if you link back to some of these companies, they were chemotherapy at one point. They're trying to give MS patients chemotherapy indefinitely.
Yes.
Like no end.
And that's what it's all about.
How can you heal if you're suppressing your body? You can't. You cannot.
It's a win-loss situation.
Yeah. So I got better by following my intuition, by healing my emotional junk, is what I call it, because it was just a bunch of junk. I thought outside. I had to think outside of the box. I met wonderful people. I did emotional clearing. I did ancestral clearing.
Mm-hmm.
Not something I ever believed in before, but I thought, you know what? Like, how can generation after generation of abuse be here when I did all the work? How can it still be here? And I thought, maybe there's something to this ancestral attachment. I'm going to be open to it.
Generational curse is broken.
Yeah.
And people don't believe in that. They talk about it.
Yeah. Yeah. It, you know, and honestly, I don't know if it's real or not. I know that when I did that work, I felt it go. You feel it.
You did the work.
I did the work.
How many? Raise your hand if you want to do the work.
Nobody wants to do the work. It's a lot of work. I'm still doing the work. Don't get sick. You know, like, I never really understood that statement about, you know, if you, it's harder to get better. once you're sick, like take care of yourself ahead of time. Mm-hmm. And once you get sick, you got to dig yourself out of such a deep hole. It is such a deep
hole. Whole start of the day you were born.
Yeah. You got to, and honestly, I will forever live the work. I do all the things I do, my family does. They all got better. Like, they didn't have severe disease, but I knew my kids were going to be next if I didn't figure this out. Okay. And what did I have? I had gene mutations. Those are passed down.
Yeah.
So I don't methylate right. Methylation is in the liver and it cleans up all the toxins out of your body. It grabs onto them and gets them out. It's a one of the most powerful antioxidants in your body aside from melatonin.
Right.
People, if you're depressed and your serotonin level is low, that converts to your melatonin. So if you're not sleeping, those two are the same. They are the same. They convert. And melatonin, and melatonin is the highest antioxidant. And you don't want to be popping melatonin pills. You want to cherries, dark cherries, walnuts, pumpkin seeds. You eat those before. Yep, you eat those before bed. They have natural melatonin. It'll get off those devices like 2 to 3 hours before you go to bed, because that blue light, or get the red glasses, not the blue light glasses, the red
light,
because you want to go with the spectrum of the sun.
Right. Infrared.
So, that's what I've done. My face woke up within 3 weeks after changing my diet, which now I know I did the plant paradox. But here's the thing, and this has been the most confusing part for me, is diet. Mm-hmm. Diet is confusing. Mm-hmm. But eat whole foods. Don't follow a diet. Don't, I mean, you can, but go get some books, low glycemic index cookbooks. Mm-hmm. Go get,
diets according to your blood type.
Yeah, get some like books that are going to teach you how to eat and cook real food. Clean up your house appliance, like your soaps, your conditioner, especially your shampoo and conditioner that's going on your head.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there's Think Dirty app, and then there's EWG.org. Go onto those. Think Dirty, you just scan, most of the items are on there. And it'll tell you if it scores an 8, it'll tell you what's in there that is not good.
Mm-hmm.
And don't use it. It's poisoning you. Mm-hmm. I mean, the glyphosate, the herbicides, the pesticides, it all matters. It all matters, because it's either all making you sick, or it's making, it's either or. And we can't avoid glyphosate anymore. It's in our rainwater.
So what that means, part of your journey that empowered you the most, what would you say that empowered you the most?
Honestly, humanity. I didn't realize at the time, I sort of isolated myself because of my depression.
Okay.
And so when I started waking up, I didn't know how to be a human. I didn't really know how to be a human. I didn't know how to socialize. I didn't know how to act, how to go to a party, how to just do normal things. Cause I had just been the stay-at-home mom in my little bubble for so long. And my children, I saw in them the next generation. In the world, like, I just wanted it to be a better place. And how do you do that? You have to live it. You can't want the world to be a better place and you don't live it yourself.
Right.
It doesn't work that way.
What does that take? What does it take for you? The humanity causes you to be what?
I started my own Facebook page. It's called Quick Five with Hall. And I started reaching out to these MS patients, telling them that healing is possible. I just started doing that because I wanted to help people because I learned how to heal. I wanted to help them, and I did it for free. A lot of people on there take advantage. They're trying to start a business or make money off of us. And so many of these people are on disability like I had been. And how can they afford you? They can't even afford the food they need to get better. So
I do appreciate your time. I'm definitely going to continue to see you and be with you and follow you. Tell everybody how they can follow you again on social media.
It's Quick Five with Hall. Let me see how I have it spelled. Oh, and Harmony Farms.
I really appreciate you being on Brown Girl Table Talk today, Holly. And just to sum it up, if anyone was to ask you three things that you would do to bring forth not just awareness, but how if I was diagnosed with a disease or autoimmune disease, what would be the three things, if there was three things you could share, not only with our listeners who are struggling with MS, but also just in general, our women? You know, it seems like women's bodies are attacked just as much as men are. So what would those three things be?
So my first and foremost would be, honestly, what I was lacking, your spiritual, get that right. Because if you are not grounded, and I mean that like in a literal sense too, if you're not outside putting your feet on the earth and resetting your electrons in your body, that you are not going to get better. You're not going to get better. You have to have a peace within yourself, and that is your spirit. That's your soul. That is the essence of who you are. If you don't have that right, none of the rest of the stuff matters. None of it matters.
Wow.
So you have to get that. I mean, honestly, that's the most important thing you could do. Okay. Secondly, clean up your body, clean up your diet, clean up what you're putting on. Your skin breathes, it eats. Your body is an ecosystem. You have to treat it like an ecosystem. You have to honor it. You have to cherish it. You have to, what you're putting in it better be serving it. What you're putting on it better be serving it, or it'll be sick. Because the things that made you sick didn't serve you, and that's why you're sick.
Wow.
And lastly, follow functional medicine. Western medicine has its place. I am not anti-Western medicine. But the best doctors I have found are the ones that saw the light themselves. They were Western medicine doctors. They got that education, but then they went over and they saw that functional medicine actually healed. And that would be my best advice, because that is how I got better. And these people, they might be charging for their time. You're not gonna go get a flat tire and not have to pay for a new one. So they charge, they have supplements. The reason why they have those supplements is because they believe in the supplements that they're putting out there.
Wow.
And they're giving you information for free. You'll find them on YouTube. You'll find they give free classes all the time. People that are trying to steal from you and take your money are not giving you free anything. So the fact that they're trying to help you out for free in the beginning, and if you give them a little something because you buy their supplement or you buy a class from them, which most of them are reasonable. Mm-hmm. I don't think I've ever spent more than $200 on a class. Mm-hmm. And most of them are under $100. I learned invaluable information that has allowed me to help other people.
So that means if Eastern medicine was to meet Western medicine on a more frequent basis, the world would be a much better place.
Think of your body, think of everything really. As you need balance. When your life is not balanced. I learned that in psychology. You're square. You're if you're
square.
Yes. If you're out of your square. If you are out of your, I can't even think of the word right now, but if you are not within that peace, your body is not going to react kindly.
Really?
No. You need to come back and create a balance in your life. And healing is possible. It is possible. MS is not a death sentence. Cancer is not a death sentence. Now, I started out my journey actually when I first got sick, I had a lump in my breast.
Wow.
So I started out with a lump in my breast. Was it cancerous? I don't know. I got a they did a ultrasound on it and said it was fine. It didn't feel fine.
Right.
So did I have cancer? Did I have thyroid cancer? Did I have a tumor on my pineal gland? I don't know. But I knew that I could heal, and I have. So I don't need
that. That's the story. You stick it to it.
Yeah.
It's happened.
Yeah, and honestly, these labels that have been placed on these diseases, they don't even matter.
Yep.
What type of cancer you have, what autoimmune disease you had, I ended up having four, not one.
Wow.
It doesn't matter. It does not matter what label they put on that disease. What matters is the fact that you believe in your ability to heal.
Yes. You can heal thyself.
Yes.
If you know thyself, you can heal thyself.
Yes.
Queen of four.
Yeah.
I love it. Well, thank you so much for being a part of Brown Girl Table Talk. Again, if you can share with people how they can reach out to you, will be amazing. But I will also place it in the description for the podcast as well on the platform.
Sure. So my page is Quick Five with Hall with an exclamation mark at the end, and it's all spelled out. It's not the letter five. It's
okay.
And that's really what I got right now. I'm planning on doing more, but I am not computer savvy, so I've been this mom just trying to help other people out with a cell phone.
Yeah.
I'm
awesome.
Sorry.
Awesome.
One thing, yeah, I'm in trouble now.
Yes, they gave you a cell phone. You about to bless them all. Cell phone. You say what? Cell phone. Well, you can do everything with a cell phone now. But
yeah.
It's been a complete honor to just be in your presence. I am always humbled and grateful for knowledge. Knowledge gives power. Power brings forth change. So I am so excited to what's to come in your life. And I look forward to chatting with you again on so many other platforms and levels. So, thank you.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me. You are definitely a blessing to my life.
Oh,
thank you.
Thank you. It's a blessing to be a blessing. Thanks again.
Expressed by our guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of Brown Girl Table Talk. If you have questions, please feel free to reach out to us. Thank you.
Hey, listeners. You want to leave a comment, suggestion, or even be the next guest on Brown Girl Table Talk? Well, there's a link in the bio section. Just click on that link and you could be able to leave your very own voice message. You may even have a message that would be played on our next podcast. So even if you have an opinion, I would love to hear it. If you have any feedback, I would love to hear it. So just go to that link in the bio section, click on it, leave your comment. Also, if you want to leave a treat just for us, click on the support button. There's ways that you can support us, and we really, really appreciate it from the bottom of our hearts. Again, if you're interested in leaving a comment or giving us a treat, check out the link in the bio.